This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Buttplugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Let's get these guys.
I've got the guys first. Colby, what's your story, man? What's going on with you?
29, been married almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years at the end of next month. Wife's got a couple. I have none.
Excellent. Stay there. And how long have you been married?
It'll be 2 years next month.
2 years next month. All right, stay right there. Hold on. I got to get Joel on. Joel, what's your story?
Morning, Johnny. I'm Joel, 31, single. I got a few sleeves. I got a pair of BFFs, which are amazing. And that's about
what,
it.
Really. What are BFFs?
BFFs is, it's actually two pieces of butt. And they're, like, connected together, like, 12 pounds. And that's, I don't really know how
I don't even know what we're talking about here. When nobody said, friends with benefits, I thought you were talking about an actual person. But this is a silicone sex toy?
Yep.
Gotcha, man. Did you buy it or did you win it from us?
No, I definitely bought it.
How much was it?
It was like $199. I thought, man, I had to have it.
You're committed.
Closest I would ever get to have a three-way, and I just had to have it.
Fact, dude. Listen, I'm at that point now.
Yeah, it sucks, don't it?
Yeah.
You just got to pay for it.
At this point, I'm just going to try to talk Sassy to let me put one of those silicone fake asses on her ass and just go back and forth. Pretend. And just ask her to speak
you,
when she feels me exit, just to start talking in a different voice. Yeah. All right. Stay right there. I got to get Mark on. Mark, what's your story?
Good morning, Mark. I'm 55, just turned a senior. I'm single. I got a couple girlfriends, and I got a C-ring, I got a sleeve, and I got a French tickler.
All right. You got a lot.
And, I just like to please a woman. That's the main thing, right?
The French tickler thing, that I was always a little bit skeptical about. You're talking about, like, the sleeve you put on, it's got all the weird doodads and nubbins on it. It's basically...
No.
Go ahead.
Well, this French tickler is a feather.
Oh.
It's a feather, and it's in a little container with powder, and you powder her up with the feather, and you make her feel nice, real nice with the feather because it's so soft and tickly. It makes her sensitive.
Does it work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It works.
Wow. I mean, no, I'm not doubting you. I'm thinking I might be a bit of a Neanderthal. I was like...
Well...
Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff to girls, and never once have I pulled a feather at me like, diggle, 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 diggle. Like,
yeah.
I'm more apt to hit him with a chicken. Yeah. Hey, stay right there. Hold on a second.
All right, Johnny.
All right, listen. The closer the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price stop going over, will receive the item up for bid. In case of an overbid, the closest one will take it home.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the Horny AF Vibrating C-Ring from Cal Exotics.
AF. This stands for as F beginning a four-letter word, which is probably the worst cuss word in American English.
Oh, I can think of worse. It's not TMI that sometimes you're horny AF. And while some may want you to STFU, sometimes you just have to LOL and DIY, FYI.
You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please.
The Horny AF Vibrating C-Ring is perfect for couples play. It features stretchy and comfortable support for you and added teasers and nubs for her. Plus 10 intense functions of vibration. The Horny AF is FTWIMHO.
They're using some sort of dialect I've never heard before.
ETFN, ta-ta for now.
It's the Horny AF Vibrating C-Ring from California Exotic Novelties, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Let's take a look at this. That's a lot going on there. Do you have a C-Ring?
Yeah, got one. It's just a regular plain one.
I can't do it. I can't put these things on, man. Like, I'm okay with it. I'm not judging it. I feel stupid most of the time anyway. And, you know, if you think you feel stupid putting a mask on at Menards, try putting this thing on with a boner. You're just running around with your, like, this. And it looks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, imagine it feels quite good. Oh, T wants to turn it on. Does Mike have one of these?
No. No.
No?
No.
But apparently these are the business.
I believe it. I mean, it sounds good.
I gotta tell you, Nikki does not, I can already see it on her face, she doesn't give a goddamn about the C-Ring. She would hate it. So I don't know what that means, fellas, but it's time to bid. I know what lights your eyes up, and that is not what does it.
So how about all you right on that one?
No, it's supposed to, no, you're not, though. That whole thing is supposed to be for you.
The
mythological clitoris?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Colby, what would you pay for such an item?
$24.95.
How much?
$24.95.
All right. Joel.
I would go with $29.99.
And finally, Mark.
Wow, well, the other guy took the bid. So I'm going to go $21.95.
The actual manufacturer suggested retail price is
$52.99.
Holy moly.
Uh-oh. All right, Joel, get ready to strap on the ever-popular C-Ring, Horny AF, one vibrating C-Ring.
The BFFs are going to love it.
All right, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Tear that silicone up, my friend. Tear it up. All right, Ginger, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, I'm Ginger. I'm married, 3 kids. And I've got a wand, not like the Hitachi, the one that they showed on Sex and the City.
I never watched Sex and the City, being as I'm not a gay man.
I can't think how else to describe it. It's just the simple one with a thing on the top. It doesn't do anything fancy, and it doesn't do all the work.
Well, is it the internal or external?
External.
Yeah, that's the one. That's a Hitachi, isn't it?
No, it's not Hitachi. It's just a no-name $20... I can't describe it any other way.
You have a generic vibrator.
Yes, I do. A generic vibrator for Ginger.
You know what? You got a $5 vagina? Play with a $5 toy. You know what I'm saying? All right, Ginger. All right, you stay right there. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can upgrade you today. Becca, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
What's your story?
I'm Becca. I'm 31, married, 3 kids. I have a 50 Shades of Grey Greedy Girl G-Spot vibrator, couple inserts for the panties, for the clitoral, couple anal plugs. I have a plethora of toys.
Good for you. And what's your home life? What's your story, Becca, with your home life? Married, did you say?
I am. We just got married right before the Chiefs went into season last year. We had a big Chiefs wedding and brought us a win.
So you guys, it's been pretty fantastic for you. And how old are you?
I'm 31.
31, so all right, first marriage?
Yep, first marriage, only marriage. I don't believe in divorce, so.
No, nobody does till they want it more than anything. Like, nobody believes in divorce, I assure you, until they believe in divorce.
Well, you know, I've seen it 6 times with my parents, so I'm good.
Good night.
I'm sure we break that cycle.
Would you rather kill him than have him leave?
Absolutely.
Okay. I got you. I got you. You know what? I bet you he never tells you he believes in divorce.
He has not said that, no.
No, trust me. If you got to go with that kind of situation, you just go witness protection. You just disappear like Baskin's husband.
He would have to disappear because I'd find him.
Yeah, I guess. I'm with you, sweetie. All right. Ginger, Becca, hold on. I got to get Jamie on. Jamie, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hi, I'm Jamie. I'm 39. I've been with my husband for 20 years, married 17. I have a rabbit, a couple of vibrators, a U-strap, and a few dildos.
Not bad. Not bad. What's your favorite one?
Probably my rabbit, but I did win one off the show that's like a stimulator. That thing's freaking amazing, but like kind of too high powered, but it's great.
It's a vibrator, but they call it the stimulator.
Well, it's, like a clitoral vibrator. So well,
aren't they all?
Whoa.
You're a little tense. Maybe you want to, why don't you go knock one out and then come back?
Well, I'm at work now, so right. Yeah.
Are you going to tell me, Jamie, you've never masturbated at work?
No, not at work.
Never.
I don't have time for that. Like, I do fire and water restoration and remodeling.
Getting paid for it's the best part.
You don't want to, like, well, I mean, there's power tools everywhere, but you don't want that dirt in there.
Well, we used to know a girl named Sandy, the Black & Decker power lady, that used to call up and put a towel over the hand sander and sit on it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. No. She was careful not to you know, sand anything. She had a cloth between her and the hand deal. But apparently,
I said, oh, my, for, like, ideas.
Yeah. No, she loved it. All right. Now, who yelled? Was it you, Becca, yelling?
No.
Huh? Was it Ginger?
I'm not yelling.
Somebody was adding in there for a second. All right. I just wanted to hear what you said. I wasn't scolding you. I wasn't able to discern what you said. All right, Ginger, Becca, Jamie, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price not going over, will receive the item up for bid.
1, 2, 3, go!
For the ladies, our item up for bid today asks the musical question.
I wonder what's inside of a pool.
It's the Shake Your Ass Petite Vibrating Butt Plug from Cal Exotics. The Shake Your Ass Vibrating Butt Plug features 10 intense functions of vibration, pulsation, and escalation. It has a state-of-the-art memory chip that resumes at the last function used.
I wonder what's inside your cocoon. I wonder what's inside your cocoon.
It has a powerful motor located at the tip and a beautiful gem-inlaid controller.
Maybe there's astronauts.
Houston, we have a problem.
Maybe there's aliens. All inside your butt hole.
Butthole.
All inside.
Stop telling strangers to shake their ass.
Shake your ass! Watch yourself! Shake your ass!
It's the Shake Your Ass Petite Vibrating Butt Plug from Cal Exotics. And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Who doesn't need a vibrating butt plug? Right? Right? What would you pay for such an item, Ginger? Now, Ginger, you don't have a butt plug. You got a very generic one, but no butt action?
No, this is my life. I'm on corona quarantine, and I'm not into anal, so that's what the item is.
Listen, you don't know. Why don't you try a little on your own? How do you know you're not into it?
Hey, it may work in other areas, too. You don't know until you see it.
That's right, but Ginger, how do you know?
You're right.
Have you tried it?
You're right. I have never tried it. I shouldn't judge.
See? I'm just telling you. It's just some girls really enjoy it.
Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. I should embrace what Corona seems to be giving me.
Never look a gift plug in the mouth. Right? What would you pay, Ginger?
59.
Becca, what about you?
Because it's vibrating, I'm going to go with my favorite number and do 69.
Is that right? Now, you're a fan of the ass play.
I am to an extent. You know the guys, you know, they always say, oh, I'm big, until you're doing anal, and then they're like, oh, honey, it's not that big.
Yeah, I know. See, I have the exact opposite thing. If a girl looks at me like it's not big, then I'm like, well, does it feel big here? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's an extent of butt play I'll do, but yeah, when it comes to the husband, I'm like, you know, we'll just stick to the little toys.
But you know as well as I do, there ain't a guy in the world, if he tells you it's big, it ain't big.
True.
I've definitely been laid out before, but I've never had my ass kicked by somebody who told me they were going to kick my ass.
Well, you're missing out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, trust me. I do the under promise over deliver thing.
You're not getting your butt kicked whenever you're getting anal. I don't know what's going on with you.
we've crossed streams now, and now I'm Becky. You just stay there. Now I got to talk to Jamie. Right. Jamie, what about you? You are.
I'm
going
to go 42.
I already know you're a fan of the anal.
I am.
And would you have two butt plugs?
Well, I didn't list that. I have one.
Oh, I thought you said you had a couple.
Well, I said a couple of dildos. I didn't include those, but I do have one of those. But I don't really like them so much as I like other things. But yeah. Okay, anyway. Yeah.
But you do like ass play.
Yeah.
You prefer? Are you saying you prefer the penis to the butt plug?
Yeah.
All right. But I thought, and correct me, but I thought it was the butt plug part was to kind of get you warmed up, so it didn't, you know.
No, I mean, that's good. Like, if you've been, like, out of practice for a while, you definitely probably want to start.
How often do you do it that you're in practice?
Well, I mean, whenever the mood strikes.
I mean, I am mad at you. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, talk to Nikki. I mean, Nikki knows all about it.
Do you get out of practice, Nick?
Apparently, I try harder.
What I'm saying, do you need any warm-up or can you just
no,
go?
No, it always
I mean, obviously, you want a little warm-up, but you know what I'm talking about. Do you need the other stuff?
Not really.
Do you need an opening? I mean, I'll phrase it this way. Do you need an opening act?
It's never going to hurt. It doesn't always happen, though. Does
gotcha.
That make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're all dirty sodomites. I love you all for it. Jamie, Becca, Ginger, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So,
$55.99.
Huh. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
It's all yours, Jamie.
Oh, I thought somebody was closer.
No, 59's over, 69's over, it's 55, so that means it's yours.
Awesome.
So take your prize and stick it up your ass.
Well, thank you so much. I will.
Stay right there. All right. Ginger, Becca, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right. That, you guys.
I found what my wand needs. There's a pillow that a cushion that has an insert where you don't have to hold it. I think that'd be better.
Yeah. You have basically just a generic Hitachi wand.
No, not Hitachi.
Well, I swear to God, I'll come to this phone. I'll punch you right in the goddamn head. I'll stick it right up your ass. I understand that.
But I've looked at them. They are good. This thing is.
But it's visually the same.
No.
Okay.
It's big and bulky and.
That's what the Hitachi wand is, you squirrel. Looks like a softball sitting on a bat. Right?
Nothing like playing ball.
But isn't that what you have?
I guess it's so generic, it just doesn't do enough. I don't know. It's just.
I swear to God. This is why I could never be married. I could never, never be married. It's just, I understand you. The reason I know is because, yes, I've seen the little cushions you're talking about where you put the Hitachi wand in it. Or
well, I didn't know if mine would fit or not. I just.
Same thing, different name.
Okay.
You're really big on labels.
Actually, yeah, I'm bad about that.
Yeah. I had an idea, an inkling that maybe branding and labeling and having certain types of things might be important to you. Does it deeply bother you? That's it. Does it deeply bother you? Like if your purse doesn't say the right name or your clothing, sometimes your car or something like that?
No, I won't carry a name purse because mm-hmm. I won't be that girl. Mm-hmm. Right. I judge the other way.
All right. Well, I love you. Stay there, Ginger. Crazy bastard. Give them whatever they want, but make sure it doesn't have a label on it. I feel like I was in the right realm there. I've done this enough. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no.
They're all kind of identical.
Yeah, yep. I knew what you're talking about.
Were yours always Hitachi? Or were they just, no. But it's still the Hitachi.
Yeah. Mine was from, what was
But they
store?
All look the same.
Absolutely.
They're all with a knob on the end, like a softball.
Same feature,
and then
same idea.
They're bigger and smaller, but they're all the same. Nondescript handle,
mm-hmm.
Nubbin on the outside.
Yep, sometimes two.
Try not to put it in you. It's
Yeah, no? It'll be like a paint stirrer. You wouldn't. Yes. I don't think you should maybe put that in you.
Well, the ones I've seen are big enough. If softball doesn't fit, I mean,
I've never done that.
Something tells me it's as big as a baby's head. Maybe that's maybe that's not what you're looking for.
Yeah. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.